What a week in the Minor Nation. Open up those vaults and add this particular week into the annals of the Park City Athletics history. First on the tennis court, the Miners girls tennis team captured the 3A state title for the first time since 1992. What a balanced performance turned in by Coach Tim Tonnelly's team. Let's start with Jessica Santos, who won the number 3 single state title 6-3, 4-6, 6-2 over Erickson from Pineview. Danny Letcher won the number 2 singles in dramatic fashion. She was trailing 5-2 in the third set, storms back and wins the next 5 straight games to capture the number 2 singles title. Solveig Carlson, she finished as the state runner-up, and the team of Kylie Schwalbe and Kenna Tixon, well, they finished as the state runner-up in doubles. Overall, the Miners beat second-place Pineview 20-14, state champions, everybody. Now out onto the links. The Miners, seeking their 6th straight state title, went into the second day of golf at Mountain Dell with just a one-shot lead over Desert Hills, and sophomore Mitch Schau held on to a shot lead in the individual race. Thursday morning brought rainy and cold conditions with temperatures hovering in the 40s all day long. Park City showed remarkable tenacity and intestinal fortitude as the weather seemed to be too much for all the other teams. Led by Mitch Schau's 3-under-68, Colton Kissel and Harry Hanscat dropped 74s, and Drew Fleming carded a 78. The Miners, also with TJ Mayo and Jalen Roberts, cruised to the state title by winning by 19 shots over Dixie. Mitch Schau, a sophomore, well, he is the 3A state champion. He shot 5 under par. Also last week, girls volleyball went 1-1 after losing a tough match out at Union. The Lady Miners desperately needing a region win. They took on Juan Diego in the shaft and promptly lost the first set, only to bounce back and blow the Soaring Eagle out of the gym 3-1. Sammy Thomas, the assist-setting machine, she recorded 33 of them. Joe Henry, back from her concussion, dug it 13 times. And Tressa Buckland hammered 10 kills. Also, big congrats go out to senior Haley Whipple, who was playing her final game in the shaft. The victory puts the Miners one step closer to qualifying for state. This week, the Miners will play at top-ranked Morgan on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. A win there or a little help within the region, and they are on their way to state. Boys football, they had a tough week playing the difficult Bear River Bears. The Miners, they just trailed 14-13 at the half, but on the final play of the first half, quarterback Ian Moritz had a violent collision at the goal line that left him woozy, and he was unable to return in the second half. And the Miners, well, they are never able to get anything going and fell easily to the Bears as they ran away with it. This week, the Miners will host Stansberry Stallions on Wednesday night at Dozier Field. Yes, Wednesday night, I get it. What? Well, Wednesday night's start is due to UEA break, so start your weekend off with a little Wednesday night lights as the Miners will honor their seniors in the exciting football action. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock p.m. Lastly, girls soccer wrapped up their regular season with a resounding 8-0 win over Union on their senior night. 7 different girls scored, including Hayden Shedick, who scored twice, and senior Jessica Dancy recorded her team-leading 11th goal of the year. Hyatt and Mayo got the shutout in goal, but Park City's defense was phenomenal. Phenomenal. State playoffs start this week for the girls when they host Richfield out on the North 40. That's on Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock. So girls soccer, state playoffs, 4 o'clock Wednesday at the North 40. Football, senior night, 7 o'clock on Dozier Field. That's what's going on in the Minor Nation, whose report is brought to you by the UPS stores, Elliott Work Group, PCHS Booster Club, and the law offices of Todd Wakefield. Be sure to like our Park City Minor Nation Facebook page. I'm Scott Chester, and this has been this week's Minor Nation Report.